Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the Yankees have one more game against the Red Sox. They've won 2 out of 3. But the thing I can't get past about the Red Sox this weekend, Friday night it worked. They used seven pitchers on Friday night. They just kept throwing different arms at the Yankees, and it worked. Yankees couldn't hit. End of the day, big deal. They lose a Friday game to the Red Sox, whatever. Saturday, J-Hap's brilliant, back to dominating the Red Sox. The Red Sox use 8 pitchers. Last night, with Rick Porcello being mediocre, they use 8 pitchers. They used 23 pitchers in a 3 games of 4, because they play again tonight. They used 23 pitchers in 3 games against the Yankees. It was unbelievable. But that is baseball in 2019.
Yep.
It worked on Friday. Yankees couldn't hit for whatever reason. All the different arms were confusing them. But by Saturday and Sunday, it was all good, especially yesterday, beating up Rick Porcello. They broke their home run record. Gleyber went deep. Judge went deep. Tauchman went deep. And then Tauchman got hurt, a very bizarre play. There was a base hit in the left field, and he was just coming in on it to play it, and it looked like his leg buckled. So Tauchman's hurt now. What else is new? Everybody gets hurt.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Exactly. I mean, that's you feel bad for Tauchman.
Right.
But for the Yankees, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
So
the Yankees this year remind me a lot of the Patriots. I mean, it just doesn't matter. I mean, everybody gets hurt. Next guy comes in, and he's just as good as the guy that left. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's basically what the Patriots are.
Basically. Now, the one difference is we know the Patriots will then get to a Super Bowl. We can't say that.
That is a fair point.
For the Yankees, we don't know.
That is a tremendous point.
But what they can at least brag, what you can brag about is the Yankees put the final nail, apparently, in Dave Dombrowski's career as the Red Sox GM, which is very surprising considering, I don't know if anybody remembers, but last year
they
the
won
Red Sox
won 108 games.
Yeah.
And really just ran roughshod through the playoffs.
Yeah. That's why I assume
something was up.
Something more was going on. And I'm not sure what it is.
Maybe
but
he's taking a Met job. I mean, maybe that's what
he's doing. But he's going to be Brody's advisor?
Brody's advisor.
Or is he taking over?
Yeah.
Look, Dave.
I think Edwin Diaz is going to be Brody's advisor.
Dave Dombrowski was the GM of a Red Sox team that won a World Series. Did he do a great job addressing the bullpen during the offseason? No. Did he do a good job being aggressive before the trade deadline? No. But nevertheless, I'm under the impression that when you win a World Series, that's pretty good. That's what I've always thought.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
And I would live
it's
with...
It's been a while since, you know, it's only been 33 years.
Yeah.
So we don't really know. I know you don't know at all.
I don't know, period.
And it's been a long time for me.
So the whole thing
that
is...
That was half my life ago.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. Wow, that really...
Think of it that way. Half my life ago, the Mets won a World Series.
Long time ago.
Yes.
So I don't know
and
what...
it's not like I'm 10.
It was... Right. It makes it a little bit easier to deal with.
Yes.
So I don't know what the Red Sox are doing, but they did fire Dave Dombrowski. And on the Mets side of things, they missed out on an opportunity, which is the story of the 2019 season. They had a chance after they won Friday night, after they escaped Friday night.
Yep, yep.
Edwin Diaz did his thing.
Yep.
Mets won anyway because Pete Alonso drew a walk, basically.
Right.
The Mets put up an absolute dud on Saturday where they can't figure out Drew Smyly.
They couldn't touch him.
And the Phillies bullpen.
Couldn't touch him.
And they had an opportunity
and
early
Stroman
in that
wasn't
game.
Great either in that game, so let's throw that in.
No, he wasn't. Marcus Stroman's been a bad
He's
Met.
He's been bad.
Just
he hasn't
like
been
it
good
is.
At all. No, you're 100% right.
I'm not giving
Vargas
up on him.
Vargas was better.
Yeah, no, he was.
I know.
It is what it is.
Of course.
I'm not giving up on him. I remember a few years ago, Jay Bruce came over and was awful after they traded for him and then had a very good year the following season. So hopefully that's the case with Stroman. But then yesterday is on Noah Syndergaard.
Yeah, no question. I couldn't agree with you more.
Noah Syndergaard
You got to shut it down. You got a 3-0 lead. You know, come on. Really?
It was the worst. And so that was very disappointing. And when you got to go to your bullpen as early as they did, we know the Mets don't exactly have a great bullpen. So Paul Sewald and Avalon and Justin Wilson actually failed, which happens.
Yep.
And Bashler stunk. He couldn't get anybody out. Edwin Diaz actually looked good. But it was a 3-run game at the time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, great. No, exactly. But that's when you have to use Edwin Diaz at this point in situations like that. The frustrating thing is that one thing I did not believe would happen happened, and that's the Cubs really had a tough weekend.
Yeah, they did.
And so if the Mets were winning
their
games. They
got 20 games left, right?
Yeah. But they gained no ground.
Nah,
they didn't
lose ground, but they didn't gain any ground.
Nah.
And they're losing ground to all these teams ahead of them. How many games are the Diamondbacks ahead of them now? Two?
Right now they are two and a half in the loss column, and they've got four games against Arizona. But right now, here's the way that, forget the Nationals, they're three up on, I guess, Chicago, so they're really four and a half up. The Diamondbacks are a game and a half behind the Cubs. The Brewers are two games behind the Cubs. The Phillies are two games behind the Cubs. And now the Mets are four games behind the Cubs. So you're right. You've got three teams and then the Cubs that you have to jump.
Right.
And we've been saying this before. They have to win every single day. And they went out and lost two out of three.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just,
and
it's
all
not
of a sudden, they're losing at home. I mean, they were dominant at home. And now, what is it? They've lost, what is it, eight of the last nine at home now?
Yeah, because they lost the six
right,
in a row.
Right. And then two out of three here.
Yeah.
Yep.
So just a missed opportunity over the weekend for the Mets.
It's not happening for the Mets.
No, I mean, it's not.
Let's be honest.
They're in this weird part of the year where do the games matter?
Yeah, they do.
Yes, but not really.
Not really, right.
I mean, meaningful September baseball?
Yeah.
Sort of. It matters, but we know better.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.